Thanks so much, guys. You know, on Sunday, I came to you and I said, if you leave here this week and all you can say was, boy, that was informational, I failed. Because what we wanted to have happen is for you to have an engagement with the Holy Spirit and transformation to take place in your life, to be a changed person, to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And so I just want to briefly remind you of the high points of what God wanted to tell us this week. And number one was, I want to bless you. I want to have a relationship with you. I am your God and you are my child. And I'm blessing you so that you will be a blessing. We're in a covenant together. And I will be the one who walks the path. I will be the one that will be cut in two. The one thing that I didn't tell you that night, which makes this even more beautiful, is remember when we're at the communion table and we say, and he took the bread and he broke it. The next phrase, and that was a phrase that was used in the Passover meal, but the next phrase was never used in a Passover meal, which was, and this is the new covenant in my blood shed for you. That was a traditional phrase that was given when the time was right for the bridegroom to go get the bride. When the house was ready, the father would say to the son, go get your bride. And he would give him a cup of wine, and he would take that wine, and he would go to his bride, and he'd say, this is the new covenant in my blood shed for you to bind this relationship together. Literally, Jesus was proposing to the bride of Christ that night. That's a covenant. A covenant of love. The next thing that we talked about the next day was one of the parts of the covenant is I promise to be with you, his presence. And we saw it over and over again. Wherever you go, I'll be there. I promise I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm already there waiting for you. And then the next day we talked about God in his covenant is the role of the rescuer. He's the deliverer. And what are the pharaohs in our lives that are keeping us in bondage that we need to be freed from? And then the next day we talked about the manna principle. Remember that? What's the main thing of the manna principle? One day at a time. We're going to live this day. We're going to inhabit this day. We're going to enjoy his presence this day. And we're not going to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. And then today, he promises. He gives us a promise. He gives us his presence. He rescues and delivers us. He provides for us. And then it came to our part. And our part is, I trust you. We all have got River Jordans. How cool is it to see somebody walk through the River Jordan today and through baptism? That was their River Jordan. But we've all got River Jordans. And God says, you can't experience it sitting on the bank. Step on in. Take a risk and see what I will do in your life. And my hero of heroes, Caleb, at 85 years old, who said, I've been waiting for this my whole life. I'll tell you that I'd been kicked out of 4 colleges. Life was not going well for me. I got kicked away from a number of friends. I'd used and abused them. They couldn't deal with me anymore. And I asked my mom and dad if I could move back home with them. And they had just recommitted their lives to Christ. My dad said, here's the deal. I've just met a man, and his name is Harold. Harold's 70-some years old. He's a retired railroad engineer who's going back to be a pastor. And this man is showing me Jesus like I've never seen before, and I meet him every day, and we pray for you. So here's the deal. If you want to live with us, you're going to come to our new church, and you're going to go to Harold's Sunday School class. If you choose not to do that, no, you can't live with us. And I'm going, homelessness or Sunday school? And I said, okay, I'll come. And I was a mess. As I told you, I was an alcoholic. I didn't want to live. And the first day that I went to that church, I showed up 20 to 25 minutes late, and it was pouring rain. And at the end of that sidewalk stood a man under an umbrella in the pouring rain. And I walked up and he said, is your name Dan Farm? And I said, yes, it is. And he says, my name's Harold and I've been waiting for you my whole life. What young person are you going to take a risk on? What individual will you take a risk on and show them the pathway to Christ, to hope, to a future? You know, and Harold never taught to a group of more than 20 people. And one of the last times I saw him, he said, you know, Dan, I guess maybe I didn't make that big of a difference. I said, Harold, I talked to 2,000 people on a regular basis. You made a big difference because your fingerprints are all over my life. Guys, can I challenge you? Don't sit on the bank. Take risks in your relationships. Take a risk for Christ and watch what he'll do in your lives. God bless you guys. This has been a blast and we love you very much. Thank you.